Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, yes, my name is Shamika, and I'm from HomeDepot.com. I have a customer on the line, Mr. Sean Wright. He was supposed to have a install take place yesterday, and he said he hasn't heard anything, received a call or anything.
Okay, do you have that customer's phone number?
Yes, 405-701-5270.
Thank you. That's 405-701-5270.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me place you on a brief hold while I try to locate that account for you.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. It takes longer to find the customer's order with the phone number, but the system should have the information up for us momentarily. Thank you for holding. The system is there trying to locate an account for you, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for holding it for me, ma'am. System said trying to locate an order with that phone number. Now, you stated that you're from HomeDepot.com. Your customer placed the order online?
Yes.
Okay, and we're supposed to do an install for them yesterday, you stated? June the 1st, and no one, he didn't receive a call or anything. Okay. Once the system pulls up the order with its phone number, I'll be able to assist you.
Okay. I see another number on there if that one don't work.
Yes, ma'am. Once it'll just load up and let me know if that's a good number or not. So let's try this number first, and then if this one doesn't find an order, you can provide me with that second phone number.
Okay. I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I check in with the customer.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. While you had me on hold, the system did pull up that account. Can I have your customer's name and address?
Sean White. Now let me look for the shipping address. 1600 and Brayton Boulevard, apartment 212, Norman, okay, 73071.
Thank you for verifying information for me, ma'am. Shows this is a Home Depot order, and it shows the notes from my home office on June the 1st date that the phone notes indicate this was scheduled on Saturday for Tuesday install. Our offices closed at 1 on Friday, and we were closed over the Memorial Day weekend, so this was not on our schedule when we left the office for the weekend. So what we would have to do is get your customer rescheduled. Are you able to do that for them?
Yes. So,
okay. Let me place you on a brief hold. Yes, ma'am. They will have to reschedule. And let me place you on a brief hold and see the next available date. Oh, go ahead.
I was saying, why did they not show up or give the customer a call? It wasn't on
your
schedule.
Yes, ma'am. I just informed you. Yes, ma'am. It was scheduled on Saturday for Tuesday, and the offices closed at 1 o'clock on Friday, and they were closed for the whole weekend for the holiday. So this order never got processed. Yes, ma'am. So we would need to reschedule your customer. So let me place you on a brief hold and see the next available date. They can make that install for your customer. Now, does he have that unit at his home?
I'm about to check in with him now. Give me one
minute. Okay.
Okay, hello, how are you doing?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Uh-huh. Okay, did you have any dates?
Yes, ma'am, the system shows that the next available date would be June the 10th.
Okay, let me check in with him, I'll be right back.
Yes, ma'am.
He
yes,
said
ma'am.
That'll be fine if that's as soon as he said that'll be fine as long as that's as soon as you can get him in, because he said he has the unit at the house and it's just been sitting there, and he paid $180 for this install. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And yes, ma'am, we have that scheduled for the 10th. He'll receive an automated phone call the night of the 9th. It'll provide him with the time frame.
All right. Thank
yes,
you for
ma'am.
Your help.
Oh, you're welcome. Anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling XBL Logistics. You have a good day, ma'am.
You too.